This is Skipper Albert AWOL, the voice of the jungle, broadcasting on the DBC to all points unknown. If you're within the sound of my voice, you are listening to AWOL Airwaves on the DBC.
Hey there, and welcome to Drunk History Presents, the Dark Ride of Fun theme parks theme podcast with zero prizes and lots of drinking. If you're a returning listener, thanks for coming back. If you're new here, well, welcome. My name's Adrian. I'm here with my co-host, Ryan. We are two people who love all things theme parks and started this podcast so we can drink all about them with fellow theme parks loving fans, just like you. And now that's out of the way, let's find out what restaurant we're going to be drinking responsibly this week. Hey there, hungry travelers. It's time to take a much-needed break from your cruise along a silly little river complete with plastic snakes and sleeping zebras and grab some grub that tastes like chicken, because it is. That's right, it's Skipper Canteen Week. Is this table service restaurant the one saving grace of all the Magic Kingdom park food? Well, let's grab some funny food and some punny drinks, and we'll find out.
I'm a tour guide on the Jungle Cruise ride. Skipper Dan is the name. And I'm doing 34 shows every day. And every time it's the same.
Hey there, Skipper Rye.
Oh, hello there, Skipper Adrian.
I want to say something to you and to everyone else listening. I love being a host of this podcast. In fact, my parents are so proud of my brother. That's a Jungle Cruise joke, blades and germs.
I thought that this was going to go someplace like I thought this was almost like an Unpacking Disney where you were going to get deep and you're and like
we yeah
gonna,
I know you like, got looked like you got nervous
of
it.
We're going to get to the bottom of some like some lounge chair psychiatric help here.
Yeah,
and nope, dad jokes. Bring it on, the dad jokes.
That's what they do on this little ride and this little restaurant that comes
Kungaloosh, Adrian.
A Kungaloosh to you and yours.
Thank you.
I love that Weird Al Yankovic song. Have you ever heard it before?
No. This is the first.
I didn't even know he wrote a song about being a Jungle Cruise skipper. I wonder if he was.
I mean, everybody should. I want to hear T.I.'s version of the
the DJ Khaled, get on it.
Yeah, the skipper.
Every time the boat blows up, he's like, another one.
An elephant comes in. Another one.
So we've got to drink.
Yeah, we do.
Because if we're going to get through all these dad jokes.
It's midday somewhere.
So this restaurant has an amazing sangria. I get it every time. And not only one glass. I get like multiple glasses because I really like it. And if you're at Magic Kingdom and you're not tableside.
There's not a lot of places to get decent cocktails.
You can't just grab and go a drink.
Yeah.
So it's like I'll just sit there and have two sangrias for the tabe. And then I asked the other person what they would like.
Bring them out at once, please.
So this isn't the sangria recipe. The sangria recipe at Skipper Canteen has a unique ingredient in it. I think it's cinnamon. It's unique. And I remember because they had a conversation with my skipper about it. This is not that.
This tastes unique.
This tastes unique in New York. So this is not that recipe, but this is my favorite sangria recipe. I'm going to call it the Not-So-Skipper Sangria.
Okay, I like it.
This is going to make you a whole pitcher.
That's one serving.
I mean, that's, yeah.
Single serving, one pitcher.
Right, be an adult. Two apples diced into chunks. One orange, rind removed. Come on, diced into chunks. And that'll be the last time I say the word chunk on the show. Two tablespoons of lemon juice, which is about one lemon juiced.
One. So far, we're just making a fruit salad.
I know. Don't worry. We're about to get real. One whole bottle of medium-bodied red wine.
I like me a medium body.
Me too. I am a medium.
Excuse me, garçon.
Garçon.
Do you have any large-bodied wines? Oh, no. How about a medium body?
Thank you. That's okay. Then we need a quarter cup of brandy and a half cup of OJ. And then in a large pitcher, you're going to add the red wine, the brandy, and the orange juice and stir till all the ingredients are mixed. And then you're going to add the diced apples, oranges, and lemon juice to the pitcher, stir to combine. You should refrigerate this for a couple of hours, even overnight, but you don't have to.
Agreed.
And then that sound means we're taking a swig.
We've got drinks.
Let's try it. Mm-hmm. Taste that medium body.
Taste that body.
Okay, so we are talking about the Skipper Canteen, arguably in my favorite restaurant in the park.
It might be my favorite restaurant in Central Florida.
That's not true.
Well, you don't know my life. I think in Magic Kingdom, this for me, it ticks off all the boxes. Yeah. Good cocktails, which we're going to get into in a little bit. Very warm and interesting surroundings.
Yes.
And then it's funny.
It's funny and the food is good.
And the food is good.
So yeah. And I love a restaurant based on a ride. I want more of this.
If you told me that this restaurant was not based on a ride, that it was just like an invented thing.
Just an Adventureland restaurant?
It works.
Yeah.
And then when you find out that it's based on the ride, it works like 10 times better.
Agreed.
And for many people, I'm assuming you, this is a much more enjoyable experience than the ride. So
yes,
yeah, I happen to
I go here more than I go on that ride.
Yeah, I happen to love that ride, but
I like it. I just feel very uncomfortable.
Well, last
time, as someone that used to do stand up,
I wanted to go last time, but I had a reservation here, and there was an hour and a half line.
Yeah, it always has a line.
Minute late wait time. For for Jungle Cruise. So I got all that I needed out of this.
Yeah, that's all you need. And
a walk up the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse.
I love it.
Yeah.
You've turned me on to that. I do it now almost every time.
It's a nice one. Get your steps in.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not even that bad.
Nah, it's great.
Like I thought, I was like, oh man, this is going to suck.
Disneyland's got a brand new one.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And
it's supposed to be very nice.
Okay, well, we'll check it out. So let's cover the basics. Explore the bold, flavorful cuisine of Asia, South America, and Africa with the help of our daring riverboat pilots. Immerse yourself in the legacy of the Jungle Cruise, the same skippers, wink, wink, who guided your steamer down the Nile, Amazon, and Congo rivers have opened their doors and kitchens to the headquarters of fellow adventurers and famished families like your own.
Does that mean that they're just like not getting paid well enough on the boat and they had to
open a restaurant? Side
hustle.
The backstory of the Skipper Canteen is that it's owned and operated by Alberta Falls, granddaughter of Dr. Albert Falls.
Love it.
In storyline, Dr. Falls established the Jungle Navigation Company, the company behind the Jungle Cruise. One of the best or worst jokes of the Jungle Cruise is when you approach the famous Schweitzer Falls, which is revealed to be named after Dr. Falls instead of Dr. Schweitzer, a physician whose work includes setting up hospitals in Africa. With business on the Jungle Cruise doing so well, Alberta opened up a restaurant in order to serve hungry travelers.
Doctors Without Borders. I love it.
Inside the Skipper Canteen, you'll find several references to both Albert and Alberta Falls, including paintings of each of them. There's a bookcase that leads to the Society of Explorers and Adventures dining room. One of those books is by Albert Falls.
I love me some sea. I want it everywhere.
When you ate there, did you get sat in that room?
I got sat in one of the back rooms, not the sea room, but the room with the butterflies and stuff.
Oh, okay. See, I've only been sat in the main room.
Oh, I like the other
rooms. I went to the other rooms. Yeah. I do too. They're more cozy.
Yeah, they're more intimate. It's kind of like being in Be Our Guest and sitting in the main ballroom compared to like those side rooms. And the side rooms are much better.
Side rooms are much better. I love the ceiling, the bamboo ceiling. I just the main room. Not to get too into it yet, a little too high for me.
It's a big space.
Enough tables where I feel like it's not cozy. And I feel like if there's a Jungle Cruise restaurant, I want to feel sort of cozy and weird, the other rooms do.
Yeah, the other rooms do. The main room has a Pinocchio village house feel to it. Like
it does.
Like big boning open space. Boning.
Boning on the ceiling.
I like to bone on the ceiling. I get it.
No, you don't.
I can't do that. I'm not be Beetlejuice. No, like the ribbing of the wood on the ceiling. It's still a very nice space.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
I love the vibe. I love the colors. It feels like what a Jungle Cruise restaurant would look like. Even the lobby, like just the colors that went into it. I don't know if anyone's ever noticed the backside of water, barrels of water.
I love it.
A lot of jokes.
Tons of jokes everywhere. It has kind of like a feeling of like being able to eat in the Expedition Everest queue.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
Like, I hear what you're saying.
Like little tchotchkes from all over.
Lots of
from
little
far
tchotchkes.
Off places, like everywhere around you.
Yeah. And a lot of the artwork has like Jungle Cruise boats in it, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I see when I first heard about it, I thought it would be more like the Doc Lindsay's hangar, the Indiana Jones themed at Disney Springs.
I like Jock Lindsay's.
I do too. Jock Lindsay. I said Doc. Jock.
I think his name should be Doc.
Yeah.
Doctors Without Borders.
Doc yeah, you're into Doctors Without Borders right now.
I mean, everybody should be. It's a very, you know, helpful.
It's a great program.
Program.
Like, that has a lot more junk. And I feel like I'm looking for more junk to be in there. That's would be my only thing. Like, I want some, like, weird junk.
It is the way
they do
clean.
Trader Sam's is similar to that. Like, there's a lot of junk, and I like that. It is very clean for... And there's not a lot of... I mean, maybe this is me not understanding. Not a lot of nautical nods.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we're not in the sea.
Right, but we're supposed to be right off the...
The river?
The river. Right?
Yeah, they should have inner tubes and coolers of floating Bud Light.
I was looking for, like, anchors and...
Oh,
you know
that too.
The wheel that the
rocks.
Yeah, spins. I was looking for like a crashed boat. I don't know.
I was looking for Dwayne the Rock.
There
Johnson.
Should be one seat that's like the one that everyone wants that is in an actual riverboat.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, like to have a riverboat like body.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That you sit in as a booth.
Right, and it's like if you got that, you scored.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. But anyway.
Like if it was crashed in like it was crashed.
It
was no good for the river anymore, but we're
right.
reusing it.
Reusing it into a night. And like the like seats that. Could have been all the same way the seats are in there, like boxes and maybe a little bit of a back to them. So you have a little bit. I would have done that, but they don't let me Imagineer things
Armchair
from the comfort
Adrian.
Of my New York Ooh. City apartment.
It's not every day, guys. It's not every day we get an Armchair Imagineer Adrian.
I know. That's
like
your
it.
Dream, not mine.
I know, but this is a better idea than I could have come up with.
All right, yeah, guys.
Cancel the podcast.
It's been fun doing the pod. That's it. We're going to end on that note. So we like to always bring in some restaurant reviews because we know that we're just two people and maybe other people have other opinions about this place and we should factor them in.
Give me them goods. Give
we
me
don't
them
really
bads.
Factor them in, but we let everyone else know them. So I literally went with the most recent four reviews and two of them were 5 out of 5s. The first two were 5 out of 5s. The second two are not. The third and fourth are not. So let's start with the good. 5 out of 5, fun time, good food, and a funny skipper. My husband and I grabbed a walk up here after the fireworks, and we really enjoyed ourselves. The food was tasty, and it was great to find some food with more spice in the Magic Kingdom. I had the curried vegetable crew stew, and it really hit the spot. Our waiter/skipper was so good, great timing, and took care of us. We look forward to returning.
But these sound like lovely people.
Glowing reviews. Next one, 5 out of 5. Beat my expectations. This was a wonderful experience all around. Reservation was easy to get, and I had excellent service from the greeting to the seating to the wait staff.
Ooh, I like that.
I know. I like that, too. A little jingle in there. I had the chicken dish, which was cooked perfectly and very tasty, along with the coconut bar dessert. Those who don't love coconut would still like this, as it is very subtle. I like that nod there. It's a good tip. Very reasonable prices for a Disney sit-down meal. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Blows all the junk food options out of the park. Highly recommend.
Another lovely person.
Another great review. Now we got the...
Let's see what these devils say.
3 out of 5. See, I feel like I'd rather somebody do a 1 out of 5 or a 5 out of 5. A 3 out of 5, I don't love that review because I feel like it's kind of being like, I wouldn't have done it.
I don't like the star review.
Like people just giving...
Regardless. I like to read the review and then...
Make my own assumptions.
And then judge.
Okay.
I want to judge people.
All right, so this person wrote, I love...
Because, like, immediately, like, you give a 5-star review, and within that first sentence, I might be like, you're a psycho.
And true.
Same thing with a one-star review. Like, you were upset because of what? Like,
well, you're going to hear a one-star review.
Yes.
So this is a 3 out of 5. I love the atmosphere. Depending on where you sit, there are different themed areas. I was seated in the area where I felt like it was a jungle resort, Southeast Asia type of vibe.
Pretty sure that's the entire place.
I can't figure out where he was. I ordered hearty har char pork. Pork was tender and not dry. Very good. The only downside is the portions are very small. 3 out of 5. I don't agree with that.
I to be honest, the one and only time that I ate here was more about cocktailing and appetizers. So I didn't have any entrees, but I did look around and they looked sizable to me.
I've ate here like maybe 4 times. I've had appetizers, entrees, desserts. I disagree with that, but everyone can't, you know, everyone has their own story.
Yeah, maybe he's a large-bodied wine guy.
Right, that's true. Mm-hmm. 1 out of 5, save your money and do not eat here.
Okay, bring it on.
The service is quite decent. Nothing mind-blowing, but a solid experience. From the server to the hostess, the process was fairly seamless. Drinks were refilled, orders taken on time, quality checks, etc. Sadly, the food doesn't come close to hitting the mark. Flavors were terrible and not cooked very well. My wife ordered the Dan Dan noodles. The dish was not edible. The noodles were raw. The sauce was just not good. She rarely sends food back, and to hear her say the food was not edible was striking. We mentioned it to our server, and we ordered the lamb chops instead, which took 40 minutes to come out. I ordered the chicken, and it wasn't good. The chicken was dry, and the seasoning wasn't a good pairing. The batter was bland, and the rice was flavorless. I felt like I was eating reheated leftovers.
Well, I'm sorry for your experience.
I'm sorry for your experience, too.
I wonder what restaurant in the Magic Kingdom they loved.
I know.
They're like, good luck, Harbor House.
Like, you know what? You got to try that Pinocchio Village House. They got a wicked flatbread.
They got a flatbread that'll just spin your top.
So that's it, guys. That's a sampling of the reviews. I agree with the first two and the other two.
Bad people. Oh, that's not where you're going to go?
No, no.
Look, I mean, I've worked in restaurants for like many, many years.
Yeah.
And, you know, before I was a famous podcaster.
Right.
I worked at Olive Garden.
Oh.
This is where I cut my teeth.
On
talking to strangers.
Endless bread sticks.
On endless bread sticks and salad. I still love that salad. It's a fucking banger.
Were you family when you were there?
You know what? Weirdly enough, I totally felt like family there.
Wow.
I worked at Outback, and I felt like a stepchild. Like a hated stepchild.
Well, you're not Australian.
I was not Australian. yeah. Well, yeah, you're Australian, mate. No, you weren't.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Did
you ever... I'm sorry. Yes, did no, you please, ever...
Do it. Bring it.
Go up to a table and pretend to be Australian and see how long they would fall for it. Because I would do that every night.
Any game that you can possibly imagine that a bored 18-year-old server would do,
yeah,
I did.
Okay.
So, yes, I played that game.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yes, I played can I make other servers crack up while they're doing their spiel to the table by, like, making elephant noises behind
right.
them.
Right.
Which I do a mean elephant noise.
Oh, let me hear it.
We are in the office, but this is appropriate for the canteen.
It's for the show. Wow.
Now, that was toned down because I am...
If only you could do something with that talent.
I'm on a podcast. It's a weekly podcast.
So you're telling me that you could really blow... If you weren't in an office building right now, you could really blow that out.
I could really blow it.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you some peanuts after the show.
All sorts of fun games, including acting like I was Australian. The trick is that you just have everything go up at the end, and then it works.
Up at the end.
You'd like some blooming onion? Okay.
No.
And then there's bad days. You know, like when you're waiting tables, mm-hmm. like sometimes the kitchen is fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, like not every meal is going to come out wonderful. I don't think that you should ever, like, bash a place after one trip. Also, like, are these people, like, writing down the name of the thing? Like, do you ever remember the menu name of the thing that you eat?
No, these people are, like, looking it up.
Are they doing homework?
They're doing homework to write the review.
Ah, okay.
It should be noted that Ryan and I
had the char char pork chop.
It's in she my had journal. The Dan Dan noodles.
It's in my journal. Two stars. I'm erasing stars.
Ryan, we're dressed alike today. We both got flannel shirts on.
Yeah, we're going to go lumberjacking.
Yay. All right, ready to play a game?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play Drink That Restaurant.
Bam, bam, bam,
bam. This is basically a Drink the Difference game. We're going to rate the restaurant through a series of technical and, I don't know if you can call them fun rounds, but technical rounds, and then we're going to do our, so what happens is, sorry, I don't know why I'm getting tripped up on that. It's a Drink the Difference game. We're going to rank the restaurant.
This is good sangria, guys. Really, really
all right, good. What really happened, full disclosure, is I lost my plate on the sheet.
This is going wonderfully. Splendid.
Why am I so tongue-tied? I lost my place on the sheet.
Well, I lost my plate at Skipper Canteen.
I'm giving this podcast a 1 out of 5. It's basically a Drink the Difference game. We're going to rank the restaurant through a series of rounds and drink the point difference that we give each category. For example, if a category is worth 5 points and you give the restaurant a 3 in that category, you drink two sips, 2 seconds. The shittier the restaurant, the drunker you get. Play along at home. It's more fun that way. Categories for the technical rounds are overall theme and immersion. That's 5 point category. Extra offerings and entertainment. 5 pointer. Menu. 5 point. This is where we review the menu and see if it's up to our liking. Then we've got food for 10, drinks for 10, and then our dark horse categories, pricing and value. If all those things we said in the previous categories are worth the price. Let's go. We start at the start. Overall theme and immersion.
Cool.
So delight your big and little explorers with premium table service dining in 3 curiously quirky rooms. The Cruise Colonial Era Mess Hall, which is colonial. Colonial era, not colon
eel.
Sorry, guys. It's not messy at all, but thank you very much. The jungle room and the former family parlor of Dr. Albert Falls himself, and the sea room, that's SEA, a once secret meeting place for the Society of Explorers and Adventurers.
So I stayed in the jungle room.
You stayed there?
For an hour. I was in the jungle room, and it was great. You know, like the artwork, everything matches up with that room that you're
I like the jungle room.
There was like a little booth next to us that had butterflies, like you know, freeze-dried, whatever.
Freeze-dried butterflies?
Yeah, freeze-dried butterfly.
Yum.
You know, like up on the wall, and they were really pretty and cool.
Yeah.
And then there was like just like really beautiful paintings everywhere. Yeah. And then a bathroom right there. So
everything. Yeah, there is a bathroom like randomly right in there. Yeah. What do you think about the exterior of this place?
I like that it hides.
It does hide.
You know, like you're walking, you're getting a Dole Whip, you don't even notice, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, what are all these people like hanging out? I don't love the stroller parking. Wait for your name to be called outdoor space.
Sure.
Bums me out a little.
I don't think Disney has figured that out in many of their restaurants yet.
Yeah.
It kind of, all the restaurants kind of get like bottlenecked in that beginning part, and there's just like a stroller parking and just a million people just sitting around like
hot,
looking pissed.
And pissed, sweating.
Yeah.
There's no water here. There's no air conditioning here.
It bums you out a little bit.
Yeah. We took a walk. We're out of here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think
you get a text message.
I think they texted you. So, like, I think that's when we did the Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
You know, perfect little 15-minute thing, you know, and then our table is ready. And
that's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good tip, guys. So I think that the theme and immersion here is great.
Fantastic. There's, you know, I think that it's like slightly too organized and clean.
That's, I mean, we were saying at the top of the show, and I agree with that. I think it could be a little bit.
But give it a couple years.
That's true. And that's kind of what.
Let's get some age on this bitch.
If you, with the Jungle Cruise, I think they always talk about how Walt said, like, it will. Like when it started out, it did look very clean, and he's like
sparse, and then
it will grow in, and it will. Maybe that's the same thing with the Skipper Canteen. Maybe it just needs to get some of its patina on it.
Yeah, I kind of wish that the Imagineers had like maybe forced that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You know, like had a tree piercing through the building and like, you know, made it a little
bit. Should there have been like one huge gag like that?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I think I think that's what's missing. That's why I'm not going to give it a five. I'm going to give it a four. I still think it's great. But
like one host gag that like everybody deals with on the walk to the table, like as you're walking through the main doors.
Well, so like, the, you know, we all know that the backside of water is a synonymous mm-hmm. joke with that. So, yeah, that could be it. But I also think like there should have been one sort of eye when you walk in that main mess hall. I do think there should be a tree that like is like falling through the roof or like a boat that's crashed into it or something like it. There should be something.
Yeah, like a Miss Tilly.
Right, yes.
From Typhoon Lagoon.
Yeah.
But here, and like a small one, and they could call her like a Miss,
Adventure.
Exactly.
Well, there's Miss Adventure Falls is Typhoon Lagoon, too. Yeah. And that's also part of the sea thing. Like, there are all these, like, connections with the sea thing, and that one of them.
I think we're getting a sea show on Disney Plus.
That's good.
I think sometime soon.
Which nerds will love that.
I'm going to be very excited to be disappointed. So,
So I'm going to give it a four.
I like fours.
Fours for the tape. I'm going to drink some sangria because I definitely need more after my my display. All right.
My display.
A little display. Extra offerings in entertainment. We've been talking about how they have a lot of, like, gags here. First of all, I do think the fact that your server is a skipper.
So are they, like, actual... They're not doing double
like both
duty.
Jobs? I don't think so.
I mean, they are hiring waiters and waitresses, that wait staff that is, like, could probably pull it off. Like, they're good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a definitive answer on that, but I
would doubt.
I don't think that they're pulling double duty.
Yeah. They probably don't even work for Disney, right? Like, those restaurants aren't... These restaurants aren't Disney-run, right?
This restaurant is. There's some that aren't, but this one is.
Cool.
So they have a lot of nods to Jungle Cruise Imagineers in here. They're marked by windows that say, like, Skipper Mark. Who's
Mark Davis.
Mark Davis. Skipper Bill. See if Ryan knows his... Who is Skipper?
Bill Bryson.
The Hunter's Morgan Bill Evans. And what about Skipper Harper?
Oh, that's Harper Goff.
Harper
we
Goff.
We both have artwork by Harper Goff.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
These are all, Imagineers that worked on the original Jungle Cruise, among other things. So they have a little bit of nod to them there. Then there's also the paintings of Albert Falls and Alberta Falls that are hanging in there.
Well, they really did Alberta dirty, huh?
Like, yeah, I don't know. Picasso. It's a kind of a very Picasso.
Hanging up a Picasso.
It's like that guy. And is that part of the joke? Like, he's next to, like, a very, like, you know, Renaissance photo of him. And then she's got
she looks like she was drawn by a fourth grader.
Yeah, it's interesting. Then there's also, there's about, like, all the books in there have some sort of nod to, like, keep you in the Disney universe.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this.
Yeah. So, like, if you read the spines, they'll say different things that are, like, in some way connected to the Disney universe. The paintings will have, like, little riverboats and temples, like, sort of painted into them. Dig that. And then, you know, there's a whole bunch of, like, gags. Like, the backside of water stuff is in there. There's, you know, tons of little gags. The sea fez is in there.
The sea Shriner hat.
The hardcore Disney fans building the Society of Explorers and the Sea Society of Explorers and Adventurers?
Yes.
Well, they, it's a lot of references to it throughout the entire dining room, but in particularly the room for it. Anyway, so I don't want to go over every... Because I don't want to tell the gags because then it's not...
No. Guys, go there, look around, and laugh, and then eat some hard char pork, and then laugh.
But look around, because you know what? There's things going on.
Yeah.
What do you think about the... Would you like there to be more offered?
I don't know that everything that we just covered to me is like an extra offering. To me, it's more like immersion and
stuff. Okay, fair.
But with almost every single one of these restaurants...
Mm-hmm.
I want them to have like some live music, and that it could be the extra offering. And I think it would be killer here to have like some live music in the corner. You know, like same thing, like Cindy's Royal Table, like have just the harpist. A dude playing a lyre.
Well, we were saying like a harpist.
Or a harpist, you know, like, yeah. Like just a little something, something.
There must be something where that's...
They don't want to pay for it.
They don't want to pay for that.
Yeah. But as far as extra offerings go, I mean, I guess it's the funny. The funny is the extra offering.
Yeah.
That's what makes the table different. The waiter, especially, because they are very punny.
They are punny.
Very punny.
Would you have liked it if there was something that, like, similar to, like, a Rainforest Cafe where maybe, like, or, and Trader Sam's where, like,
it
there's some sort of
or there was like
animatronics or, yeah.
Yeah.
Or would
of
that...
Course, of course I would like
or would that.
That
have been... See, I feel like what they were doing here was they were making something authentic. They leaned into authenticity over kitsch.
Well, this is an Animal Kingdom, all right? We can go a little kitschy in the Magic
Kingdom. I agree with that.
Bring on the magic.
There should be a little bit of fantasy.
Yeah, bring on the magic.
Yeah, like they leaned a little too literal.
Yeah, like if at some point during your meal, a live gorilla came charging through the restaurant, extra offering.
Or what if there's just like a dead zebra in the corner?
Extra offering.
And they're like, kids, don't look.
Yeah.
You know, it's sleeping. No, I'm just kidding. It's dead. I love when they say
it is good.
It is good. It's yeah. a good joke.
Or just like your seat, similar to A Bug's Life, has a rhino horn that pokes you in the butt. Halfway
yeah,
through your meal.
I mean that might upset people. I mean,
yeah,
look at
the it's going to upset some people.
There's going to be reviews.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of 5 stars.
And my wife was sitting there eating her Dan Dan noodles,
her raw Dan Dan noodles, and was penetrated by her seat.
0 out of 5. Or 5 out of 5, depending on what kind of a time you're looking for.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to get 50-50.
So this is a 5-point category, Rye.
I think that for me it's like a 3.
I'm going to go with 3 as well. 3's for the tape. Now we get to do a fun part.
I love reading.
I love when you and I go over these menus. And then what I also want us to do too is let's talk about the menu, but then like kind of like we did on Royal Table, let's say what we would order. Appetizer, entree, dessert,
love
and a
it.
Drink.
Cool.
Okay, so Ryan, why don't you talk a little bit about the apps? What do we got here?
So for apps, we've got Mess Hall fried rice. We've got which is like a spicy fried rice. Falls Family Falafel.
Amazing. I've had them.
Secret recipe. So
it's really good. Very, very. You could share them, too. It's a lot.
The
$12.
Orinoco Ida's Cachapas, which are like these little corn pancake things with pork and roasted corn and stuff on top. They're like, yeah, cachapas.
Have you had them?
I did.
Yeah.
They were good. They're very good, actually. Mm. And then there is the Jungle Green Salad, which doesn't really belong in appetizers, if you ask moi. And Lost and Found Soup.
I love that name.
I would not order it because of that name. It's a horrible name.
That's doing exactly what it's supposed to do, then. I was kind of being like, you'll never know. We're just using whatever's in the back.
Yeah. Chef's seasonal soup prepared with the freshest unclaimed cargo.
I love it.
And then when you ask the skipper, he's like...
It's matzo ball soup.
Yeah, it's minestrone. It's pasta fajoule. Get out of here.
For entrees, we got the Dr. Falls Signature Grilled Steak. Steak. Curried Vegetable Crew Stew. This is one of the things that guy didn't like. Sustainable Fish. The Nell Nelly's Noodle Bowl, which is rice noodles and shrimp. Tastes like chicken because it is one of the most famous names on the menu. The Hearty Har Char Pork. That's another thing that guy had. And then the Baba Lamb Chops.
Is the Nile Nelly's noodle bowl, that is probably the Dan Dan noodles?
I don't know if they have them anymore. Maybe that was...
I mean, like, I know Dan Dan. That's kind of close.
Okay, that must be it then. I don't know why he called it that. He didn't do his research properly for his review.
He just really remembered Hearty Harch Har.
Okay, desserts, there's only 3 of them. There's the coconut bar with the pineapple basil compote and vanilla cream.
Panacani's Congo Lime Delight.
Congo Lime Delight.
Nice.
And then your favorite word you said at the beginning.
Congaloosh.
Congaloosh. Just a chocolate cake with caramelized banana and cashew caramel ice cream top with coffee dust.
I mean, that makes you... That is the perfect name for that dessert.
It is. And you know what? What unique desserts? I feel like these might be sort of the most unique desserts we've ever seen at a Disney park.
I like them all.
Oh, all of them I'd have. Yeah. Like, and normally that's not the case. I'm very, like, zoned in on which dessert I would have, and I like them all. Now let's just quickly go over to the alcohol, Ryan, before we decide what we're going to have.
Quickly.
Let's quickly head over to the alcohol.
Specialty cocktails include a sunset margarita, which is pretty normal. They've got some smoked chili bitters in it, which is kind of interesting. A sunset made Skipper Sangria, which we're currently drinking.
Yum-ish.
Jungle Bird, which is a rum and Campari drink with pineapple, and that's what I had, and it was
great.
Sounds
delicious.
And Jungle Navigation Shandy, which is beer and lemonade.
I should have got that, because I feel like I would have loved that. You know what, next time I'm going to get the sangria, and then I'm going to get that, because I love any sort of a beer cocktail. Should have got that.
Delicious.
Then they've got a bunch, they have the Congaloosh Spiced Excursion Ale, too.
They sure do. It's exclusively served at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, and like the Tampa Bay Brewing. I like that they use Florida brewing companies.
Yes, like Michelob Ultra.
It's from
They do have like a star lager from Nigeria. That's cool.
Look at this. Dr. Lucen Riesling. Interesting names. Rats Original.
And then a pretty decent wine list, including wines from Chile, Argentina, South Africa. Yeah, pretty cool.
All right, Ryan, the waiter is here. What are you getting? What is your appetizer?
For my app, I'm going to be eating the cachapas.
Okay, I'm going to get the Family Falls falafel. Your main, sir.
I think that I would probably... I really like the name Baba Lamb Chops.
Baba Lamb Chops, have you any wool?
So I think maybe that. I think, yeah, maybe that. Or the Hearty Har Char Siu.
I'm going with the Taste Like Chicken. I have it every time, and I love it. I'm a chicken person. That's my...
you're not going to get the curried vegetable crew stew.
No. Dessert.
The coconut.
I want the coconut too. Bar. The Congaloosh sounds good, but the coconut bar with the sounds delicious. It doesn't even have some chocolate on it.
You know, like I want a bite of the Congaloosh. Yeah. I want you to get the Congaloosh. Oh, okay. Me to get a bite of
All right, I'll get the Congaloosh.
But I don't. I think that's like too decadent for me.
That's true.
I don't think I could do a whole African-inspired chocolate cake.
And if you're ordering desserts with people, everyone should get different things. You can have a little bite of everything.
Agreed.
Okay, so what do we think about this menu now that we've ordered?
I think it's great, too. Yeah.
Is there anything missing?
I'm sure there is. But I think that they've covered, like, all of the regions that this is supposed to be, like, you know, all the adventurous regions.
I would have loved if there was a dish called Snakes on a Plate.
Okay.
But it was like a pasta dish.
And then they did their best.
I don't know, because I feel like they have a lot of like snake jokes in the ride.
Yeah.
So I was hoping that there was a Snakes on a Plate. Yeah.
And they could drop it down like, here's your motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plate.
Yeah. That would be so fun. I'm going to give this menu a 5. I really don't see much that I'm missing.
I think I'm with you. I think that it's up there for show.
So that's just like what we think of the menu. What do we think of the food? The times you've had it, this is a 10-point category.
Everything I had was absolutely delicious.
Me too.
Yep. I didn't have a lot because we had other dining reservations. And this was really just for like a stopover for a cocktail, which we'll get into in a minute. But I really liked that as well.
Oh, so you used it as like a place to stop and grab a cocktail.
This was my like instead of
like around what time did you like a late night cocktail?
Nope. This was like early in the morning. This is a 9 a.m. No.
It's open for lunch and dinner, people.
Yeah. So this is probably around like 1 or 2.
That's good.
We had breakfast, and then we had you know, 5 o'clock reservation or something.
So you came in and you just said, oh, we'll have some drinks and some apps.
And a nap. Yep.
You didn't feel weird about that?
No.
I always feel weird doing stuff like that. Maybe that's a personal thing.
I mean, I think...
I even feel weird sometimes ordering an app as like a main.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get over yourself.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's a me problem, but I'm always like, oh,
they don't care.
Are you sure the server's not just like, oh, this cheap fuck?
Oh, no, no, no. I didn't care.
Okay.
If you did that and then you stayed around all day.
Okay.
Then.
So know your time. Then you care. Know your time.
Yeah. You know, be, you know, you're taking away a table that could be spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
So be conscious.
So have a drink, have a little couple bites and beat it.
Yeah. Beat the streets. Or keep on drinking because at $15 a cocktail, you can get up pretty quick.
True. Yeah. Okay. So 10 points.
Nine? Eight?
I'm going to go with an 8.
All right, you go 8, I'll go 9.
Okay. I think these are solid scores. By the way, guys, I have a video on TikTok of my experience here. If you go, I have like a playlist of food reviews. That one did, a lot of people like that one, so you can see me actually eating all this food.
I like your food videos.
Thank you. Anthony Bourdain it?
You explain everything very nicely, and then you have, like, this very cute face while you, like, take bites. Like, you're like,
Well, it's funny when people are around me when I'm doing it. They can't, like, not laugh. Like, yeah. I've had friends be like, you look really stupid right now.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean by when I say I like it.
Thanks.
All right, so we're both drinking. We have to drink.
That's a big drink, Ed. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Drinky drinks.
It's hard to chug.
Speaking of
medium
drinks.
Body wine, my drinks have also been great at this place. I want to try more of them because I've really just kind of had multiple endless glasses of the sangria, but they were really good.
The Jungle Bird, when I had it, that time of the day, 9 a.m. best cocktail I've had in the Disney. Magic Kingdom, for sure, but potentially, like, best cocktail I've had in... I had a really good cocktail at Tiffin's. Mm-hmm. That's the only other one that I can think of that, like, bested this. None in...
I agree with this statement. Yeah,
none in Epcot. Like, nothing has gotten... A lot of Disney drinks sound really good, like, on the menu, and then, like, somehow they cheap out.
Yeah.
Like, in, like... Well, and like they're too sour or they're too sweet.
I find them all to be too sweet.
You know, like, but it's like too much of something. Yeah. Like the balance isn't right. But like this drink had like, it was impeccable. And and it tasted like I was getting a cocktail at like a nice cocktail bar here in New York, which
I agree.
I go to a lot of.
You do.
I do a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of a problem.
All right, we're going to have everyone sit down, and we have a couple things to say to Ryan right now. We love you, Ryan.
I didn't even notice all of you in this room.
We care about you.
You have a banner.
You're destroying your life and the people that love you.
All right, we shouldn't joke about this. This is serious stuff. Shit.
I agree with that statement. I think that in terms of like an actual good cocktail, this place is tops for me.
Yeah, I do, it's not going to get a perfect score.
No.
Because it has on Doesn't the menu have a, four specialty cocktails.
Exactly.
I think they do run some specials as
they have
well.
And they have a secret drink.
But I would want to see double the cocktail, double the fun.
Double the fun. Yeah, I'm going to give it an 8. I'm going to give food and drinks both an 8.
Yeah, I think I'm going to... I will meet you there because I think I was slightly high on the food at a 9. So I don't want to double dip on that slightly high.
So, Ryan, where are we now? This is, what is this, 30 total points?
Sure. So it's done very well. I've given it a 29.
Wow.
I think it's out of 35.
Okay, 35. Yeah. The next category is 15, yeah.
We have a weird ranking system with the food.
Yeah, it's always been kind of weird.
Yeah. I've given it a 29, you've given it a 28, so it's 28.5, tie goes to the ride, or the restaurant.
It's doing really well, because it's still got a lot more points up for grabs, 15 points up for grabs. Pricing and value, so appetizers here range from $10 to $16, really reasonable.
Like it.
Entrees from $23 to $38.
Like it.
Desserts, $9 to $9.50, and signature cocktails from $11 to $17.
Now, the $17 cocktail is a little... on the heavy side.
Right.
But it's not outside of the costing of every cocktail in these stupid parks where all you want to do is drink because you're, you know.
It's actually the least, like, and I'm a margarita girl. It's the least likely one for me to order out of all of them because it's the least unique. But the fact that you can have that, like, beer cocktail or that sangria
for... The margarita is the $17 one.
Yeah, the margarita is the $17 one. The sangria being $13 or the beer cocktail being $11, like, I feel like that's...
You have options, for sure.
It's not bad.
I think that I'm like a 9 here. I wish that they had more. That's the only thing.
So 9 out of 15 you're giving it for pricing and value?
I can't... Oh, sorry. Pricing and value.
Pricing and value.
I skipped back in time
to
a different thing. No, this is very strong.
I think it's very strong because I mean, you could have an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert, and a drink, and still be well under what you can.
I mean, you can get out of here for $50.
Yeah, that's nice for Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I mean it's.
It's the you don't feel ripped off here.
Don't feel ripped off. And there's plenty of places where you are
feeling Cinderella.
Yeah, big time. And, like, you know, we scored that very low, you know.
What was that, a 29?
It got a 27.5 overall total. So this is already beating it. But in this last category, like, we roasted it.
Yeah, we roasted it because it was really expensive.
Yeah, where I'm going to pump this one up.
Yeah, I'm going to pump it up too.
So I'm coming in at a 12.
Ryan, I think that's a very good number. I'm going to meet you there.
All right.
We'll drink 3.
Delish.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got sangria in my tummy.
After all of our rounds, I've given it a 41. You've given it a 40 for a grand total average of 40.5. Tie goes to the restaurant.
Oh,
41.
Whoa, we got a contest. We got a, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
So, just to go over our rankings,
even
here,
the fuzz thinks it's interesting.
Let's start at the bottom this time.
Okay.
Still holding in the rear, a Magic Kingdom restaurant, Crystal Palace, 16 points.
The dog.
The dog of the. The dog of Disney. Chefs de France, 27. Be Our Guest, another Magic Kingdom restaurant, 27. CRT, Cinderella's Royal Table, 28. I think it was 27.5, so it goes to 28.
Mm-hmm.
Waste of Space, 220, a 31. Steakhouse, 71, a 32. Le Cellier, 33. Defunct Trails End, 36. San Angel Inn, 37. Whispering Canyon Cafe, 38. Ohana, 39. And tying the Brown Derby for first place is at 41 points is the Skipper Canteen.
How do you feel about that?
I feel okay about it.
You feel
Here's why I think it's right.
Okay.
This is a better value than Brown Derby.
Yes.
I Brown Derby can sting a little bit.
You don't feel ripped off. You feel like you're getting what you paid for.
Yeah.
But you are paying to be there.
You're paying a little more. And I don't think the drinks are as great at Brown Derby as they are here.
Do we do Harbor House?
No, that's a fast food. That's a
it doesn't
quick
count.
Service, yeah.
Never mind. Because I was going to say, like, you could probably, like, spend nearly as much
there. Yeah, I mean, the entrees there are, you know, like, they can be $15 to $20.
Yeah.
It's definitely lower, and there's no cocktails or anything.
Sure,
like that.
Sure.
But I think it's good. It's funny that it's got the exact same score. I guess we'll have to see. Maybe Brown Derby was a real 41, and this would be then a 40.5. So it would maybe be slightly lower. This got 40.5.
Yes, it's got 40.5.
All right, so we're gonna call it 40.5. It's gonna be half a point lower, but.
Got to keep that brown on top.
Well, because if that got a true 41, I'm going to go back and check out the rankings, and it does beat it.
I might be able to do that for us, maybe.
Maybe you have Brown Derby in there.
It's possible. Oh, we also have Sci-Fi. Do we have Sci-Fi?
No. What is Sci-Fi?
Sci-Fi is a 33.5.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I forgot we did that one. 33.5.
I forget most of
So that
of
goes
what
to a 34.
In this podcast.
I have to revise this.
This was another time where, like, we essentially did the first restaurant was the top, right?
Right. We started out with this one.
So Brown Derby also came in at a 40.5.
Okay, so the same. Never mind. They're both 41s. Yeah. Until, all right. Then that's what they are.
That's what they are. That's what it is. How do you feel about it? I mean, like, are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm comfortable. This is the best restaurant in the Magic Kingdom, and it's one of my favorite restaurants.
Yeah, I'm a little bit like, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the value, I think, that is swaying it, because, like, Ohana to me, like, is better, but mm-hmm. It's expensive.
Here's the thing. I think what the difference is with this restaurant, and I think it's the same thing that's with the Brown Derby, the food at Ohana, and especially because it has a breakfast that is essentially the same Disney breakfast that's always the Disney breakfast.
That's true.
And, yeah, their food is unique. I don't know if it's as unique as these two restaurants. It's definitely not as unique as Skipper Canteen.
No, Skipper Canteen has, you know, outside of Animal Kingdom, the most unique food, I think, available.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And a fairly varied, you know, like you have Southeast Asian stuff, you have African stuff, you have South American stuff.
Yeah.
All kind of like wrapped up. So,
yeah. You feel like it's a little high? You think
I don't know. I have like some kind of conflict.
Yeah, I feel like you probably would have been.
We do it wrong. Ah.
Well, some of them, like, I think a lot of it comes to the pricing and value, because I think Ohana probably would have been higher if it wasn't a grip to go there.
Where like Whispering Canyon, like, got up there because of like the funny shit and it's a good
price.
It's great.
And then like San Angel, I think, is fantastic, but it's expensive.
It's pricey, yeah.
So it's like you got to look at it that way.
All right, you made me feel I'm now comforted.
I think, and that happened too when we would review resorts. Like, you know, sometimes they'd be kind of close to other ones, but it's because if the value is so much better, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to be like, well, yeah, you know, I really love Riverside, but it's $300 a night versus $106.
Yeah, Congaloosh.
Congaloosh, baby. Well, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, my name is Adrian, and this has been the world-famous Dark Ride Podcast. If you didn't, then my name is Ryan, and this has been the diary of someone who never fulfilled his lifelong dream of becoming an Imagineer. The Dark Ride, presented by Drunk History, is available every Wednesday on Apple.
This is my friend.
That's a skipper joke.
Oh, my God, I'm hurt.
You're okay. The Dark Ride, presented by Drunk History, is available every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else podcasts are available. The show is free, but you can pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us that 5-star rating and review. Guys, we need some reviews. It's been a while. Let's get those reviews up there. If you haven't left a review yet, you're wrong. You're wrong.
It's so fast.
So fast.
Google makes it very easy.
Yeah, you just type it in. You can just
do it all from the comfort of your phone.
You can do it right now. You could stop listening and do it right now.
Yeah, we would rather you not listen to the rest of the spiel that you've heard in every single episode that we've ever done and go give a review.
Please. Really help us out.
Except for this part. Please write to me at drunkhistory@gmail.com.
Write to Ryan, especially because of what I just did to him. And follow us on Instagram at The Dark Ride Podcast and TikTok at Drunk Distery. Now, stop listening, everybody, and go write a review. I'm sorry, that was rude. Please stop listening and go write us a review.
Hey, listen to here, you little fuck.
That's also a skipper joke. They were like, no, get out. And then they go, I'm sorry, that was rude. Now, please get out. That's it for us, guys. But as always, thanks for eating theme parks with us.
Cheers.
Cheers.